That music is Mariachi Snooze by Kevin MacLeod. Thank you so much for coming around and giving Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler a listen. I'm your host, Casey, and here you can tune into my own awesome adventures from different interesting areas around the States and other countries as well. Some of these in which you will know, and others will most likely be entirely new to you. I'll also sometimes chat about fun facts, history, culture, and bizarre mythical beings or creatures around these parts of the world. This week's episode is all about Mexico and awesome horseback rides on the glittery golden beaches of Cabo San Lucas and La Bufadora Blowhole in Ensenada, which is like, you know, California, Mexico, and the wondrous Alebrije. Okay, I don't speak Spanish typically, so cut me a little slack there. That's right, it's mythical creature time. Calling all artists. If you're a fan of art, then this mythological creature will likely pique your interest. And if you enjoy art, then I feel it may be something interesting for you as well. It all started with a Oaxacan man, Pedro Linares. He was not well and in a feverish dream. Amongst these dreams, he would see these creatures which only seemed to be able to say the word Alebrije. At first to him, they seemed terrifying. But then, after some time, he realized they weren't actually scary at all. In fact, he felt that they were, in a way, trying to protect him, as he was ill. And when he became healthier, he realized they were trying to help him. In the 1930s, Pablo first tried to make them, and the originals actually did look a bit terrifying. Though perhaps that was all for good reason, as that is how they initially appeared to him. Then, as time moved on, his next attempt turned out to be so whimsical and wondrous that it became a traditional type of art form. These amazing papier-mâché creations rolled into the world of art in such a way that even such incredible and amazing artists, which you have probably heard of, such as Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo, commissioned Pedro to create their own Alebrije creatures. I love this story. First of all, these creatures all came about in a dream from a man that was very ill. And then it became such an amazing part of Mexican art that everyone wanted a piece of it. Okay, so if you're like me and are wondering, what might my creature be? Then, my friends, you are in luck. I actually saw that you can take a pretty fun free quiz that ends up telling you which one yours is. So the artist of the illustrations from this quiz is Luis Pinto, and he does a fantastic job with the cool artwork. And it's all colorful and fun. If you're curious to know what yours is, I will post the link in the description, so totally check it out. And again, yes, it's free, so woohoo! Can't go wrong with that, right? As all Alebrije are considered to be very unique, just as you would think of a snowflake, but in this case, think of a spectacular, multicolored creature of sorts. All Alebrije creatures will similarly be different in shape, size, color, and style, and the animals are all different as well. I will post mine again on my Instagram page and definitely check it out at Random Indie Traveler. I will tell you though, mine was a super cute Stone Cold Fox. That was the name of it, Stone Cold Fox. And straight from my quiz results, it said this fox is clever, agile, and flamboyant. She's a master at avoiding traps of all kinds. She may look innocent, but see those fangs? She's got bite. Whew, oh my stars, I guess you better watch out for that one. And see for yourself, I've got that link again, so totally check it out. Moving on to the awesome adventure. So my family absolutely loves get-togethers. It may not happen so often, so when it actually does take place, sometimes they like to do some fun and unique experiences for family reunions. On another family cruise, we went to Mexico, and you don't go to Mexico and not eat tacos or your favorite Mexican food. Oh, let me tell you, it was so delicious. Oh my goodness. Mexican food has always been one of my favorites, but actually going to Mexico and eating real Mexican food It's just something entirely different. Though I must say, if you were around Colorado, if you've ever been to Colorado, you have got to try the Mexican food there. It's really awesome too. So yeah, check it out. But anyways, back to Mexico. It was rather fun being here as I hadn't been here before. And of course, being on a cruise, they take you to areas that are typically safer. So that's one good thing. And I would suggest maybe going after all this COVID-y stuff, you know? But yeah, I would totally suggest a cruise though. So you of course have people selling their goods, ranging from blankets to beautiful, bright, colorful clothing to paintings and so on. So these can be really nice if you want a souvenir or 10 or 20, you never know. You might end up with a bunch of keychains or different paintings or things, but hey, they're fun and it's nice to support these vendors. So some of them have some really neat things and are trying to make an honest living. So to me, it feels really good to be able to support them, even if it's one thing that you're buying. I remember my mom was so nice, as always, and she bought a beautiful blue beach dress with silver sequins scattered around it. And I absolutely loved it so much. I actually still have it today, which is years later, and it's so beautiful. I just love it, and it's such a nice beach dress. It's perfect. Now, I must say, watch out for those that want to put an animal, like an iguana or parrot or whatever, on you. Like, they might put one on your head or your shoulders and ask to take a picture. They'll likely maybe not even ask, and they can try to corner you and just put their animals on you without your consent, without approving. And then they say that they'll take pictures for money. Some of them may want even more money than originally had mentioned before. And just a tip for you that I've learned along the way, you learn as you go, folks. So let me just tell you to try to steer clear from these folks. And you know, of course, they're also making a living, but not all people want an iguana on their head. I mean, yeah, they're cool and stuff, but if they say that they're going to take a picture for $5 and then later on say, okay, give me $20, you're like, I'm sorry, I thought you said $5. So let's just watch out for that, everybody. And don't get me wrong, you know I love animals so, so much. I like them more maybe in my hands. You know, if I want to hold one, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I'll hold one for sure. And for the price that you save before you shove it into my arms, yeah, definitely. I would be all for that. And I also hope that the animals are really well taken care of and that they're treated with care and respect. Yeah, my sister Tessa and I, we were cornered by someone with an iguana, and he actually put it on my sister's head, and I mean, you never know. I don't think it did, but iguanas could poop or the different things, and you never know. I just want to give you a little heads up in case you go there, that way you're prepared. And so you know exactly what to expect in case anything comes your way. One of my favorite things in Cabo San Lucas was that my family and I got to do an awesome horseback ride on the beach. This is such a lovely way to experience the beach of Cabo San Lucas. One thing that really stuck out to me was the fact that there were these alluring, beautiful golden flecks scattered throughout the sand, making it a gold-dusted beauty of a beach. And it was hard for me to take my eyes off of the sparkling sand, as I had never seen anything like this on a beach before. And as we were riding the horses on the beach, I was just absolutely awestruck by this beautiful, glittering golden sand. And it was almost as though I was hypnotized or something. You know, it's like one of those things. If you think of those cobra snakes and they have the little flute playing and everything, and then they come up and it's just like an almost hypnotized type thing. I mean, that's how I felt when I was staring at the sand. It was like, it was just mesmerizing and awesome. So I would say if you're wanting to go for a swim around the beach here, just be careful, because I wouldn't exactly go swimming in this particular area that we were horseback riding, because you know what horses do, just like any other animal, right? Yeah, you guessed it, maybe. They poop. So maybe if you want to have a swim at a nice beach in Cabo San Lucas, just make sure it's not an area where the horses come around for their little horseback rides. And you'll thank me later. It'll be much more lovely smell as well, going to a nice horse-free beach. And I've got to say, the horses they use are quite well trained, as this is what they do every day. It absolutely makes for a super fantastic family adventure, and if you happen to find yourself here, I would say to go for it. If you're interested in riding horses, if it's something you love to do, or if you've never gone before and maybe it tickles your fancy, give it a try. I'd say go for it. It's a lot of fun, and I'm sure you'll have a lovely experience. And we got to check out La Bufadora in Ensenada Baja. And okay, so it's technically, this is like a little outside of Ensenada near the tip of the Punta Banda Peninsula. It's super close. There's California and Mexico. So, it's just like right there. And it's such a beautiful area, though. Apparently, La Bufadora is the second largest in the world, aside from the number one that's in Hawaii. So that's really cool. And it's a blowhole where you have caverns that are partly underwater, and then ocean waves come rolling in all fast and furious like, which then builds pressure and water launches up as the ocean swells are coming into the cave and shooting up a nice oceany spray several stories high. That's actually it, the real La Bufadora. I wonder if this is where the drink Ocean Spray got its name. Eh? Maybe. I don't know. Have you ever been to Sonic? I know that's the name of a drink there. Yeah, anyways, it's so interesting to see, and it's fun to watch people on kayaking tours below. I remember trying to count to see if there was an exact count in seconds until it happened again, because it sprays up several stories high. It was just a fun way to pass time, and it was like a game in a way. What I found was it wasn't always exactly the same, of course, as the ocean does its own thing and the waves roll in naturally. Of course. But the sight was really cool. I had never seen a Mother Nature-esque marine geyser before, and so to me, it was awesome to get to experience it with my amazing family. Have you ever been here, or do you have another amazing experience in another area? I would love to hear all about it and definitely hear your thoughts on it. So you can always reach me at randomindietraveler@gmail.com. And also, you can find me at Instagram at randomindietraveler, YouTube at Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler. Also, you can check out this podcast on different platforms like Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Podcast Addict, a lot of different places. So definitely check it out. And I'll leave a link for you below. So yeah, I hope you all have a wonderful week. Be sure to come back next time and tune in for another awesome adventure. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, and I'll catch you in the next one. Have a great one.